This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 8 hours. The main news bulletin at 8 is up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good morning. The main news at 8 headlines. The government says it has no plan to reintroduce fuel subsidies as global prices surge. Authorities probe TD33 tailing dam collapse in Kitwe. In global news, China steps up efforts to push for ceasefire. To present the main news at 8, my name is Christine Ngwisha. Secretary to the Treasury Felix Nkulukusa says government does not have sufficient resources to support the reintroduction of fuel subsidies as petroleum prices continue to rise amid the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Nkulukusa explains that it is possible cabinet will meet to determine a policy direction aimed at cushioning the impact of rising fuel prices, but notes that government remains concerned about the situation. He added that at present there has been no formal indication from cabinet regarding the way forward on the looming high fuel pump prices. Mr. Nkulukusa further states that it is likely experts are currently assessing issues surrounding fuel pricing in light of developments in the Middle East and will provide guidance to cabinet on the appropriate course of action.
When cabinet meets, and they will be able to give the decision. I don't make those decisions as cabinet. I'm sure there are experts that are looking at those issues, and they will be able to inform cabinet. We don't have money for subsidy. But the issue is obviously this is a concern to government, and the cabinet will make a policy and will be able to do that. But so far, I haven't received any indication to that extent.
Meanwhile, Cabinet has approved the zero rating of value-added tax, VAT, and suspension of excise duty on petrol and diesel imports for 3 months effective today, 1st April 2026, and declared the current fuel supply situation as an emergency. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mutwa says the decision was arrived at the fourth special Cabinet meeting called by President Hakainde Hichilema. Following the continued conflict in the Middle East, disrupting global oil supply chains, resulting in increased international fuel prices and upward pressure on domestic pump prices, thereby affecting Zambia's economy and the cost of living. Kitwe District Commissioner once more Ngonomo says authorities are working to establish the cause of the TD33 tailing dam collapse with a focus on preventing similar incidents in future. This is after the TD33 tailing dam, whose owner is unknown, collapsed earlier this week, releasing effluent into the Luangwa stream in Luangwa Township. Mr. Ngonomo has disclosed that the District Disaster Management Unit team has since been activated to assess damage and coordinate response efforts. He explained that preliminary assessments suggest structural weakness, aging infrastructure, and environmental factors may have contributed to the collapse. Mr. Ngonomo says to ensure public safety, the affected area has been cordoned off to prevent risk of residents, with the district administration working with engineers to evaluate surrounding infrastructure and identify risks.
But from the preliminary information, TD33C
is a disused or let's say is an old tailings storage, right? That is not active at the moment. But you know, what is the cause of the partial collapse? Investigations will bring out those details. But of necessity for us to stop that leakage, to safeguard the people, because that will ultimately end up in the river where people are drawing water to drink. So the primary objective is stop this and establish what causes and prevent future such failure.
The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development says government's Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative has received tremendous response from local authorities across the country, with all 156 constituencies identifying land for the construction of solar power plants. The initiative, launched by President Hakainde Hichilema, aims to address power shortages and load shedding by producing at least 2 megawatts of power in each constituency. Ministry of Local Government Permanent Secretary for Technical Services Nicholas Piri has told Phoenix News in an interview that the ministry will hold a groundbreaking ceremony for the initiative in less than 2 months. Mr. Piri said the solar power plants are expected to contribute significantly to Zambia's energy mix and reduce reliance on traditional energy sources.
The response by the local authorities to the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative has been tremendously overwhelming. We requested local authorities across the country to identify parcels of land where the 2 megawatt solar farms are going to be erected. I wish to report to you and through you to the nation that all the 156 constituencies have been able to identify sites, land, which meets the minimum criteria for the construction of solar farms. We are now at the process of procurement, and we are hopeful that in less than 2 months or so, we should be going for the groundbreaking ceremony.
People's PAC chairperson Peter Sinkamba is disappointed with the Constitutional Court's decision to throw out an application seeking to halt the ongoing delimitation process. Mr. Sinkamba says while the court's decision remains final and must be respected, his organization does not agree with the reasoning behind the ruling. He believes the court avoided offering timely guidance on constitutional matters, citing Article 2 of the Constitution, which allows citizens to prevent violations before they occur. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sinkamba argued that if institutions are allowed to proceed unchecked under the guise of performing constitutional functions, it may become difficult to stop actions that could ultimately undermine the constitutional order. On Monday this week, the Constitutional Court dismissed a petition by the People's Pact, which sought to halt the ongoing constituency delimitation exercise.
See, the framers of the Constitution were not mad to put a provision in the Constitution which provides for proactive action, you know, in Article 2. That proactive action was meant to try and ensure that you protect a particular scenario not to happen, a breach of the Constitution to happen, when you can foresee a particular problem arising.
In global news, China and Pakistan have presented a 5-point plan to try to end the war in Iran, which includes an immediate ceasefire and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. The initiative was drafted after Pakistan's foreign minister flew to Beijing to ask for Chinese support for the country's efforts to negotiate an end to the war. China's foreign ministry said the two were making new efforts towards advocating for peace. For more on global stories, we monitor the BBC.
President Trump has said the US will end its war against Iran in the next 2 to 3 weeks, with or without a deal. Stock markets in Asia have reacted positively to Mr. Trump's statement, but correspondents say if the US ends hostilities while Iran remains in control of the Strait of Hormuz, it will be seen as a defeat. The UK Maritime Trade Operations says a tanker has been hit by a projectile off the coast of Qatar. The strike is thought to have caused damage to the vessel's hull above the waterline. Fires have been reported at the International Airport in Kuwait and in